This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Hey Dan, I've been reading Lord Shaftesbury's journal. Check this out.
Cool! The lot of the chimney boy.
Of all the children put to work, few trouble me more than the chimney boys and chimney sweeps. Even in these enlightened times, otherwise decent folk think nothing of risking the lives of children for their own comfort. Advertisements such as the one below show that for a few pounds, a boy or girl could be bought and put to work, resulting in poor health and most likely an early and painful death.
Dan, where are we?
More like, when are we?
Here, have you two seen my advertisement? Want an honest living as a chimney sweep, do you?
Not really.
Well, you're rather on the large side. I usually prefer my sweeps to be no more than 8 years old. The scrawnier, the better. After all, these chimneys aren't much wider than that book of yours.
But what if we get stuck?
Oh, don't worry about that. A few lit rags under your feet will get you wriggling. Although, of course, I can't say no one's ever died stuck up a chimney. But it's better than begging on the street.
Are you sure about that?
You've never been hungry, have you? Folk would rather put in a day's labour than ruminate on their empty bellies.
Yeah, what's the pay like?
You don't get no pay. You get board and lodgings and you get fed. Well, you do when you've got enough to go around. There's you, my missus, and the 15 other chimney boys. Oops, my mistake, 14. Little Jimmy went and copped it at Mrs. Brownlow's, didn't he? Anyway, the pair of you will be sharing a bed with them. Well, and the odd rat.
That sounds terrible. Those poor kids.
Poor? Poor me, more like. I'm the mug who's got to look after the little bleeders. The parents didn't want them, did they? Or more likely, they wanted the £4 I paid for the blighters.
Buying a child for £4? That doesn't sound right.
I'm not buying a child. They're purchasing an apprenticeship. Learning a trade. Not that most of them will live long enough to use it, mind.
So basically, to be a chimney sweep, you get covered in soot.
Which gives you sore eyes and makes you cough.
And you're carrying those massive bags around.
Right you are. Very valuable those bags are. Farmers pay a pretty penny for soot, so we make them bags biggins. It might give them boys a permanent stoop, you know, carrying them around. But then, as I say to them, look on the bright side. You'll never bang your head on a doorframe.
This doesn't sound fun to me. It sounds awful. Getting scraped arms and legs from the chimney bricks, and maybe even burned or worse.
Well, take it or leave it. There's plenty more who will. Any road, I'm off. Those chimneys won't clean themselves now, will they? Sweepo!
Close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here. It's crazy to think that in some parts of the world, children still do jobs like that, you know, jobs that are uncomfortable and dangerous. It says online that kids in Bangladesh carry heavy bags of cement and sand around for builders and can end up with injuries like the poor chimney sweeps.
Yeah, I'm glad people like Lord S helped to change the laws here. I wonder if there's a modern-day version of him who can help children in other parts of the world.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.